He took the bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave unto them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me."
Welcome to the Strength in Truth podcast. This time we have a Bible study on the subject of the Lord's Supper, given at South Chard Strict Baptist Chapel, England, on Sunday the 3rd of December 2023.
Our subject this afternoon is the Lord's Supper, and really we're staying on the same theme that we have been now for several weeks, and that is God's church. And last week we looked at the ordinance of baptism, so this week we're looking at the ordinance of the Lord's Supper. And we should remember that the church is God's church, and it's not for us to make the rules for God's church or to decide what should be done, what ordinances should be done in God's church, but it is God who has decided those things. And so we see baptism as an ordinance of the New Testament church and the Lord's Supper. And so the reason why we observe the Lord's Supper is because we are commanded to do so by God in his word. And this ordinance, it was given by Jesus. We have the account in all of the Gospels of the first Lord's Supper. So if we look into Luke chapter 22, and there we see in the early part of the chapter that Jesus has gathered together with his disciples to observe the Passover supper. Now, the Passover was before the Israelites left Egypt. The final plague that God put on the Egyptians was, or the final judgment, which made Pharaoh release the Israelites from their slavery, was that each of the firstborn of the Egyptians was killed. And the Israelites, they had to kill a lamb, and the blood of that lamb was put on the lintels and the doorposts of their houses. And as long as that blood was on there, the Israelites were safe inside their houses from the destroying angel. And so the Israelites were to remember this deliverance. They were to remember how God had brought them out of bondage and slavery from Egypt. They were to remember that deliverance, and they were to remember it by keeping the Passover, by keeping the Passover supper. Jesus brings his disciples together to keep the Passover. But here there is an out with the old and in with the new, out with the old covenant and in with the new covenant. And Jesus institutes here the Lord's Supper. So they first observe the Passover, but then he took the bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave unto them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." The Lord's Supper is by express command of Jesus, "This do in remembrance of me." And so the New Testament church, they're not to remember the Passover, they're not to remember the Israelites being delivered from Egypt, they are to remember that the Lamb of God was slain to deliver his people, not from the bondage of the Egyptians, but from the bondage of sin and death and hell. And this Passover, the Passover feast that was held, it was pointing to what Christ would do. But now, here Christ, as he would later do, this was just before he was going to be arrested and then crucified, he would be slain on the cross to deliver his people from their sin and from the punishment of hell, which each one of them deserved. Just as the Israelites were to remember their deliverance by God from slavery to the Egyptians. God's people are to remember their deliverance from the slavery of sin, which is through the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus. Likewise, also the cup. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. So who then is the Lord's Supper for? Who should take part in the Lord's Supper? Well, I've already mentioned that it's for the church, but here we see that this first Lord's Supper, it was with the disciples, the followers of Jesus. It wasn't with a mixed load of people. It was with the followers of Jesus. That's who it's for. It's for God's church. It's for those who are his people, his followers. And baptism is a precursor to being admitted to this ordinance. And if you remember from last week, those that are to be baptized are those that are repentant, those that have turned from their sin to Jesus. So baptism is a precursor, it is something that needs to be done before somebody is allowed to join in the Lord's Supper. Now we can see that if we look into Acts and Acts 2, which we've been looking at quite a bit recently. So in Acts 2 and verse 41, it says, "They that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls." And this was on the day of Pentecost. And then if we look into verse 42, we need to notice the order here. So they were baptized, and then in verse 42, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers." Baptism before breaking of bread. And breaking of bread is another name for the Lord's Supper. And we should notice also that it says, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine." They followed what the apostles taught. There wasn't just an emotional response. There was an active Christianity. Those that are openly living in sin and are unrepentant should not be admitted to the Lord's table. We have the order here. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. They didn't just gladly receive the word, were baptized, and then didn't follow anything that the apostles had taught. And this really points us to one of the responsibilities of the church, which is to observe church discipline where it is necessary. And those that are openly scandalous in their lives and there's no repentance should not be admitted to the Lord's table. So what then is the purpose of the Lord's Supper? The purpose of the Lord's Supper is for the strengthening of the church as a group, but also the strengthening of the faith of believers individually. And we see that God has chosen this ordinance to show forth his broken body, the Lord Jesus Christ's broken body, in that way symbolized through the breaking of bread and his shed blood through the wine. If we look into Luke 24, and this is after Jesus has been crucified and the followers of Jesus are in dismay. The one who they thought was the Messiah, the chosen one, has been crucified by the Romans, and there's these two disciples and they're on the road. They're going to a village called Emmaus, in verse 13. And they're talking together about all these things that have happened, and they're dismayed. Jesus has died and been buried in the tomb, And now they hear that the tomb is empty, and they're walking along, and Jesus draws near to them and he walks with them, and they don't know that it's Jesus. And Jesus talks to them, and they're amazed that he doesn't seem to know what's been going on in Jerusalem. Everyone knows about this, and he must be a stranger to not know about what's happened to Jesus of Nazareth. And so as they're walking along, Jesus, he begins to expound. He expounds the scriptures concerning himself. And even though he's explaining the scriptures, they don't recognize that it's Jesus. And sometimes and often the Lord's people don't have the felt presence of Jesus. And maybe they feel that they've lost his presence, or they feel far off from him. A bit like these disciples. It seems like everything's been turned upside down. And maybe they hear the word of God, they hear the Bible being preached, they hear Jesus being talked about, and yet they feel so far off and they cannot see him. And so the two on the road to Emmaus, they go on, and then they get to Emmaus, and Jesus makes as if he was going further, and it's getting late in the day, and they ask Jesus to stay with them. And then as he's breaking bread, then their eyes are opened and they see Jesus. And he's revealed to them in the breaking of bread. And so here we have a picture of what the Lord's Supper is. It is to give a sight by faith of the sufferings of Jesus for his people. It shows forth through those symbols, through the bread and the wine, the suffering of Jesus. It shows his love to his people, his love that is better than wine, and the love which is too great for us to even begin to put into words, the suffering that he underwent for his people is shown as a picture by those broken elements, by the broken bread and the cup of wine.
Thanks for joining us today. Look out for the next episode soon. And remember to subscribe, like, or follow the podcast to get notified each time a new episode is uploaded. And if you're enjoying the podcast, then consider sharing it with your family and friends. That's all for this episode. So until next time, goodbye.